Episode 24, like the TV show.
Oh, the yeah. Hours of the Throwing day. It back.
That math game.
What math?
Don't worry about
I
it.
Don't
people,
know.
People will know. Hey.
Hey.
You know how we always start this?
With
the cold open.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. One word to describe how parenthood's going for you, Jenny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So today. What? Became. Anyways,
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota. So my word today is learning. So Evie is at, I mean, babies continually learn, but she's kind of gotten to this age where she's like snowballing into a little person.
Oh, it's cute. She's a little cute. Snowball.
So she's learning everything for the first time. And it can be a little bit overwhelming as a parent to realize you need to teach your child everything. But it's also really interesting and like really... you learn a lot about how you learn, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, I had to teach her how to use a sippy cup, and I had to teach her how to use a spoon.
Aww.
And, like, it doesn't just, like, come naturally. Like, you have to learn. And I remember, like, I pulled the sippy cup out, and I was like, shit, like, I have to teach her how to use this.
Yeah.
Like, how do you teach someone who doesn't have language? But we figured it out.
It's like one of those exercises where it's like, teach someone who doesn't know English how to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Totally. And like, I just find myself talking at her and like explaining to her what I'm doing. And, you know, sometimes I feel like, oh my gosh, she doesn't even understand this. But like, she's learning.
Yeah.
She's learning like the way that you say certain words and like the like, cadence of a conversation mm-hmm. and like you talk then I talk and this high-pitched voice probably means someone's doing something wrong
right.
So it's just really interesting and fun to watch her learn and like watch her be so focused on something and mm-hmm. then figure it out. So
yeah,
it's just really fun.
I mean, it's and not only learning for her but learning for you in how to communicate all that those
totally.
things.
It's nuts. Like, she knows a few signs and mm-hmm. so she's really like, obviously she knows, well maybe not obviously, but she knows the sign for eat
mm-hmm.
and so when I do it she like loses her shit.
Aww.
She like loses her damn mind, and if I don't feed her like pretty quickly she cries. She's
aww.
Like you just showed me that
you
I was
showed
gonna
me
eat
that.
And now I'm not eating. So
I miss her.
I know.
She's literally the next room. The past two times I've been here, she's been sleeping, which, you know, frankly is rude. You should tell her that's not
I'm
going to
let
acceptable.
Her know. Yeah. Well.
You know, teach her some manners.
I know. That'll be the word for the week next week.
Okay. Great.
So speaking of learning.
Ooh, good seg.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're
so
profesh.
Tracy, do you know, do you even realize
what,
that?
What?
It is the 10-year anniversary of woman graduated college.
What?
Yes.
I did know that.
Isn't that crazy?
I know that because we're talking about it today.
You are prepared.
I mean.
What?
You know how time, as you get older.
Yeah.
You're like, time goes by so fast.
So
but
fast.
At the same time, that feels like ages ago.
Yeah, totally. Well, I was thinking about it the other day because I was thinking about how the, I don't mean to always bring it back to cults, but how people.
We're the cult podcast now.
How people from Jonestown, like maybe not now, but like 5-10 years ago, were maybe now, mm-hmm. we're still alive because mm-hmm. it was like the 70s.
Yeah.
But like if you were 20 years ago, then now you're 40. So you've been an adult for 20 years.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird? So like we're, obviously I've grown a lot in the past 10 years and like. Looking back on my 20-something-year-old self, I'm like, oh, my God, you were such a baby.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, ostensibly, we've been adults that whole time.
Yeah.
So you're right. Like, time goes by really fast, but then it's like, where's the time gone? Like, I feel like we've known each other forever, but at the same time, I'm like, wasn't that yesterday that we, like, were stumbling around the castle?
Right. 2012 years.
I mean, that's nuts.
And I used to think, like, knowing my friends from high school was – a long right. time. But I've known, because I didn't, the friends that I'm still friends with in, from high school, I didn't like grow up with. So right. I met them freshman year, which was
but you were still
18 years ago.
Right. I was going to say, you're still 14. Yeah. Like, I mean,
still insane.
Yeah. Well, I remember as a kid thinking like Lauren, my friend Lauren Hallman, who shout out to Lauren. Well, I met her when I was, and Mary too. Shout out to Mary. Mary, do you guys listen? Probably not. Doesn't matter. Mary and Lauren.
Answer no.
Mary and Lauren and I were really good friends in fourth and fifth grade, like mm-hmm. fourth, fifth, sixth, and then I moved again, but whatever. But I remember thinking like, I don't have any forever friends, but like, hello, those are forever friends. I was like a tiny baby.
Yeah.
Like 9 or some shit.
Right.
So like, I've known those people for 20 plus years. Anyways.
This is also a side tangent, but such I don't have a forever friend.
Oh, well, I'll be your forever friend. Well,
thank you. But mm-hmm. I mean like,
yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean? Like someone that I've known since I was, I don't know.
A baby.
Yeah.
A single digit.
That I still keep in touch with.
Right. Well, back to let's talk about every talk about topic we've talked about, but back to social media.
Yeah.
Me and Mary reconnected over social media, a few years ago, because before that,
sure,
you know, I moved away and stuff, but.
Well, this is a good segue is, so because it's our 10-year anniversary reunion coming yes. up, there's an actual like 10-year event that's going on the first week of June in Boston.
Yeah.
And it's like. Here's the question. Are reunions in this day and age, in the age of social media, necessary?
You know, I go back and forth. So are... I don't know what year, because it...
2008?
No, I'm thinking of like high school. Like we had a high school reunion. I guess probably 4 years ago we had the 10-year reunion. I didn't go, but I really wanted to. And I remember thinking that one would be cool. Oh. But that's also because I don't ever go back to the town I grew up in.
Oh, interesting.
Because, like, my parents don't live there anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that one, I feel, and that's kind of how I feel about Boston. Like, I would go for, like, to see the school and, like, to see Boston. But, yeah, not to see the people because I already see who I want to see and I don't see who I'm not going to.
That the last part of what you said is how I feel about it, because I go back home like at least once a year, because that's I've always had the same home, not like I haven't moved like you have, and the people that I want to see from high school I make a point to see,
right,
and the people who I don't see I could care two shits about,
right,
like there was like people, this is what I found interesting, it wasn't like an organizing committee that put together our 5 or 10 year reunion. It was just like a group of randos and who I wasn't friends with, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't need to see you people.
Yeah,
like, and I see you all on social media if I am friends with you on Facebook, which do I even want to be friends with you on Facebook? It was when it was 2004 and Facebook was new. And I was just friending everybody that I knew.
Right, because that's what you were, like, getting the most friends.
Yeah. And, like, as far as our college one, I guess I kind of feel the same way, but maybe not as much. But, like, all our friends are here. I have friends that are in Boston, but, like, we all didn't graduate at the same time. And some of them didn't even go to Emerson. So, like, it's...
That's true, too. Like, Jeff graduated the year before us. And, Ellen, for example, graduated the year after us. So, like, even my friends from Emerson wouldn't be there anyways.
Yeah. But I understand the point of it when it's, like, you graduated in 1956.
Right.
And you have to use, like, classmates.com.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
In order to, like, that's what my mom had to do. Those weren't the exact years that she did it. But she was, like, trying to find people that she graduated from high school with. Right. But, like.
Yeah, like, my mom went to her 30.
Do you think, to carry on with the conversation that we had in the last episode, your parents, somewhere in between your parents and my parents' age, they view social media the same way we do of the kids in Parkland?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, because I feel like for my mom, she added her, like, when Facebook became something that was available to, like, not just college kids. I remember when my mom started, she's now quit Facebook, but that's neither here nor there. added Facebook, and she added her maiden name so she could find people from her past. And so she did reconnect. Like, we probably had a little, like, I had a little bit of a gap with, like, people I reconnected with through Facebook, but, like, not really.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of like, oh, now we're moving to this platform.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Again, I guess it's, like, an extended social media conversation, is we've always grown up with some sort of internet-based...
Right.
Like, forum to connect with others. Mm-hmm. Whether it be a chat room.
Right.
Or, you know, Instagram.
Like, I remember when I was in eighth grade, I was in Connecticut visiting Lauren. And we were, I have no recollection why we were doing this, but we decided it would be funny or cool if we found the guy I dated in, like, fourth grade. Dated is a loose term. Like, a kid that I was friends with. And we literally, because I can't spell, so, like, we literally went through the phone book pages.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
And found him.
And remember and phone
called
books?
Him. Yeah, and then we called him, and we, like, arranged to meet. Like, wow. What weird. That's we crazy. Were weirdos. But, like, that was the last time I can remember doing something, obviously. Like, doing something
like
that.
Like, can you imagine that would be, like, you finding them on Facebook and then sending them a slip into their DMs?
Right.
You're like, hey,
what's up? But, like, I'm definitely, sure that like, happens. Oh, yeah, I've Google people all the time.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I feel like I would want to see more people from college as opposed to people that I went to high school with.
Yeah, for personally. Sure. I think this is super dorky of me, but, like, I would want to see the school. I would want to see, like,
no, some that's
of
not dorky.
My professors.
I literally was in Boston last month, and I was like, I need to go walk by Emerson.
Yeah, and I would want to see professors, and I would want to see... Like, that type of thing. Like, not necessarily people. I mean, some people too, but I'm not... Yeah, I didn't have a huge group of friends at Emerson. Like, I definitely knew people and, like, had classes because that's how it works. Like, I had classes with the same few people because the programs are small, but, you know, and I'm sure, like, some... Like, there's definitely a few people that I would love to see, like, that I don't see, but, like, would those people go? Probably not.
I don't know. It's like one of those things where you're like, hey, are you guys going to this?
Right.
Literally. Meg Curtis, hi.
Yeah, Meg, to answer your question, no.
No.
We're not coming.
It's like you have to.
But she lives in the area.
Yeah.
So like
if I lived in the area, I lived in the tri-state
area, I would go. But I have to get on a plane.
They should have an LA reunion.
I wouldn't. That's just like every Saturday night.
So what do you guys, okay, so do you think that, like, in 20 years from now, obviously social media will be different. Do you think you would still want to do a possible, like, 30-year reunion or 50-year if we're looking that far away?
I mean, I think that if once, like, when my 15-year reunion from high school comes around, I would want to go to that. And, like, Emerson's such a different place now that, yeah, I think I would want to go to 20.
Wait, high school or college? Yeah, high school.
But my 15-year high school is coming up in 5 years, obviously.
I still wouldn't.
Really?
I just
think it's more of the appeal of, like, I haven't been to Michigan.
That's true.
I haven't been to Michigan since my sister got married.
Yeah.
In 2011.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, it's just, like, making the excuse. I mean, I've been to Michigan, but I haven't been to Chelsea.
Right.
So making the excuse to go.
Yeah. It depends on your experience.
Yeah. But maybe for my 20th Emerson, I mean... It's such a different school now. Like, think about when we started, there was 6 Arlington and Beacon, and now none of that exists. And, like,
which were
the little building doesn't exist.
Which were building / dorm / apartments.
Yeah. Because, like, now what
don't
is
exist
it? Like,
anywhere on our campus.
We, like, the Walker building is still there?
Yep.
And it's what's expanded. The one across diagonal across the street?
Tremont Street on Tremont?
Yeah.
Anson?
Yeah, the Anson building. But, like, everything else is different, isn't it? I mean, I feel like.
There's more.
Yeah.
So, like, they have control over that, the Colonial Theater.
Right. Oh, I forgot about that.
The Paramount, which is, like, closer to Chinatown.
Yeah, the one in, like,
is this interesting for people who
didn't
know?
The one by Filene's basement that doesn't exist anymore?
I mean, kind of.
By the post office. Don't worry about it.
No, by the CVS.
Yeah.
By the Chinatown stuff.
Yeah.
But not that far down.
Okay. Closer to
anyways,
the post office.
Anyways, the point
is. It doesn't matter. Like, I haven't seen any of that. So that, to me, would be interesting.
I would like to go into those buildings, yeah. But, like, I mean, I guess I would like to go into my old high school and just, like, see what it looked like now. Mm-hmm. But I have no interest in seeing the people I went to school with.
That's fair.
I just didn't, like, high school. Yeah. Not like I had a horrible time in high school. I just, like, knew I
This wasn't didn't it.
Belong there.
Yeah. You know who likes to go to a high school reunion?
Jeff?
No.
No.
John Mayer.
Oh, because he likes to run through the halls of his high school?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you know where he went to? He was from Connecticut.
Bridgeport, right?
Yeah. Fun fact. Or Fairfield?
Fairfield.
One of those places.
One of those. Hey, this segues real well into our next segment.
Speaking of 2008 and speaking of John Mayer.
This is our segment. So we graduated in 2008 and we thought the appropriate category for Hate It or Love It this week is songs from 2008, which again, 10 years ago, but
it doesn't feel like it. You know what's interesting is looking back at 2008 songs, because when I was looking them up and like seeing which like songs that you don't necessarily remember together but came out at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Anyways. I want you to go first, please.
Okay. Okay. Songs from 2008. And away we go. Love in This Club by Usher. Ugh,
love it.
Say by John Mayer.
Oh, love it.
All Summer Long by Kid Rock.
Ugh, hate it. Secretly Love It, but hate it.
Teardrops on My Guitar, Taylor Swift.
Ugh, hate it.
Leavin' by Jesse McCartney.
Ugh, love it.
All Summer Long?
I just like have a slight love, but hate it.
I mean, TBH, I was really into TRL back in the day, and he had Ba Wit Da Ba, and I thought I was so cool. I wasn't cool. I was just the teeny bopper who just like only knew his song because he was on TRL.
I mean, that's how you found out about music back in the day.
It's true.
All right, Tracy. Well, are you ready for these other jams from...
Sure.
2008.
I would just like to go back to Taylor Swift. Did you say you liked it or not?
Loved it? I said I hated it.
That was prime era Taylor Swift that I hated.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I definitely was not... I mean, listen, did I listen to all of her songs? Yes. But, like, she definitely was one of the... I mean, duh. She was, like, how old the fuck was she? Like, 17? I mean, like, she maybe younger? Like, she was a child writing about what she knew, which was heartbreak. And, like, probably she didn't even know heartbreak. She, like, was writing about what she wanted to know about. And, like... Like, that's a classic case of someone who got famous before they were ready. Like, those are songs no one should ever have seen that would be, like, locked away in a diary.
I mean, I think they're good songs for what they are. Oh, for sure. They're just
embarrassing.
Are they embarrassing? I think, I mean, looking back on it, they're good songs, but not, I just found them so annoying.
I just think they're
annoying singing them.
I just feel like they're, like, literally, like, her diary pages open to the world.
Well, I think that's why they're so good.
Yeah. But also, like, cringy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's, like, definitely both.
Again, not necessarily a Taylor Swift fan, but I get it.
Casually.
Okay.
Cash Taylor. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
And away we go. No Air, Jordan Sparks and
love it.
Chris Brown. I Kissed a Girl, Katy Perry.
Love it. I'm going to like most of these.
Love Song, Sarah.
Bruh. Obviously love it.
Skinny Love, Bon Iver.
Oh, wow. That's 2008?
I know, right?
Wow. I love it. I don't hate it. I just like other songs better.
Sure. Low by Florida.
Oh god. Florida?
What did I say? Florida. That's nice.
You know, let's mix it up a bit and say hate it, but really if somebody plays that in a club, am I going to get low? I sure am.
Yeah. That song, man.
I'm going to get low.
What a jam. Am I right? Like, it's not great, but you're right.
Yeah.
Put it on, and I'm like, oh, I wrote this song. That's how
most of Flo Rida's songs are.
That's true.
You're like, this is a good beat.
That's how I feel about Pitbull.
I mean, yes.
Like, gotta love him. Like, I'm always like, I hate that guy. No, I don't. I love him.
Yeah. Wow, Bon Iver.
Yeah. Can you believe it? Doesn't it feel like that was, like, again, yesterday? I mean,
you know what I mean? Bon Iver feels more recent than you saying Jordan Sparks and Chris Brown.
Yes, totally. But it's not.
I loved that. I loved that so much. That's a good category.
All right. So it's time for gems. And my jam this week is not a jam or a food. What? I don't know. I gotta go. My jam this week is Mrs. Meyer's cleaning products.
Of course it is. I just used it in the bathroom. Lovely, fresh hand soap scent.
So when I almost said when I got Evie. When Evie was when Evie was born, I'm not into like crazy amount of cleaning. Like sure. I don't need everything to be like, I'm not a germaphobe or anything. Yeah. But like we have a cat, two cats.
Like tidy.
Yeah, like we have two cats and a dog, and like having a baby in that environment, like you just don't want her to like be covered in crud all the time. So so I kind of freaked out when she was born and bought a bunch of different like Mrs. Meyer's products so that I could like keep the house clean but not be worried about like spraying her mm-hmm. with poison, because Jeff tends to buy, or like most people tend to buy, like poison things. So like now I have the Mrs. Meyer's everyday cleaner mm-hmm. and it's not disinfectant, so it's not like ruining our like biochemical, what is it called, biome. Like, you know how you need, like, some good germs, bad germs? Anyways, so. It's not that. It doesn't disinfect. So it's just, like, clean surfaces. Sure. But I use it all the time, and you don't need to rinse it after it's touched food contact surfaces. Mm. And it just, like, gives me a lot of peace of mind that, like, I can clean things without it being harmful for Evie, who literally licks everything.
Sure.
Like a dog.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's my shout out to Mrs. Myers. Love also it. Seventh generation.
You have to only pick one.
Mrs. Myers. Bye.
Okay, great.
Gotta go. Tracy, what's your jam?
So I am jamming another podcast.
Of course you are.
I mean, this is like the 10th podcast.
All you Not do is really. Podcast.
All I do is
podcast. I almost picked a podcast and I was like, I can't, because Tracy always does.
I know. I'm sorry.
You and your podcast and your apps.
You kids and your podcast. So this is one that I listened to last year, and it's called 36 Questions.
Oh.
It is a podcast musical.
We've literally never talked about this.
Really?
Yeah. Go on.
Okay. So it's called 36 Questions. It's an original musical. It's starring Jonathan Groff and a fairly newcomer named Jesse Shelton, who is fantastic. It's a 3-part musical that follows the story of a husband and wife attempting to bring their marriage back from the brink of divorce using 36 revealing questions designed to make strangers fall in love. People may have heard of this 36 questions like questionnaire. It's like one of those like Cosmo Glamour things where it's like if you're on like a first date and you ask the person like 36 questions about like random, like what would you do if these aren't good examples. It looks like this.
Wait, I only see 4 things.
It's a 3-parter.
Oh, it's only 3 parts.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, I can handle that. Go on. Sorry.
And it's literally just the two of them, and it takes you on an emotional journey.
I love
this. The songs are great. It's a 3-act play, basically.
I can't wait to listen to it.
It's fantastic. And Jonathan Groff, his voice, guys,
is dreamy.
Made for the podcast format. Because if you listen
his
to
face
him,
isn't though, am I right?
What are you talking about?
I'm saying he's beautiful.
Oh.
I thought you were, so
I thought you were
offended.
Saying the opposite.
No, I'm no, saying Jonathan he doesn't Groff have an angel. He doesn't have a podcast face.
Sure. You put the cans on, you hike up the vol, you listen to Jay Groff in your ears, and you're like, this is like pouring butter into
it's
your
like
ear.
Hot
drums.
Butter. Hot butter. Melting
what? Into your head in a very good way. He's just
what
so
a dreamy.
He's so
delight.
Dreamy. I want to play some for you. Maybe we'll play some after this.
Yeah,
I should have like picked
I
a favorite.
We never talked about
something.
This. It could be the cold open.
Oh yeah. Okay. Great. And yeah. Highly suggest. I think I don't think it like got enough recognition.
I have literally never heard of it. Yeah. And also you've never told me about it, so
that's weird.
Friendship fail.
Okay,
stop. Well, saving
I'm telling everybody save it for the pod. Well, we have to talk about something.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's it.
Amazing. I love it. All right, well, there's another episode done. Please remember to tweet or email us and let us know what you want us to order. Results are coming
cuisine.
In, so we can get at that. I think I talked about it in this episode, but we're also potentially gonna maybe read from our diaries at some point. So if you have years or dates you want us,
you know,
to
this was my idea and I'm starting to regret it.
I'm really into it. I have a lot of diaries.
I only have the one.
Well,
I guess I could go into my live journal.
Oh yeah.
Oh, ooh, yeah. No, yeah. I don't want to go into
all
my
of my
live journal.
My stuff is post or pre high school, and then everything after high school is on the internet.
Yeah.
So like I got stuff from like age 5 to 18.
Sure.
Why was I talking about this? I don't know. It doesn't matter. You can find me on the internet at what?
Start again.
I'm losing it. You can find me on the internet at Garlic My Soul or garlicmysoul.com for recipes. Tracy.
And you can find me at cookiesandsangria.com or cookiesangria on your Twitter, your Insta.
Tumblr. What a great medium.
Yeah.
And losing it, guys. Thanks to Meg. No, not time. Oh, and us. You can find us at That's Our
Nope.
You can find us at I don't know why I have to pause every time. Like, we don't I need have to wait.
But we did it at the amount of time that he says it is the thing.
But like, I don't need to do that.
No, we don't. We both did it.
Hashtag post-production.
That's our jam podcast at gmail.com or on Twitter at That's Our Jam Podcast.
Yep. Yeah. Let us know what you want to hear.
Yeah. Also, thanks to our fab illustrator, Megan Roy. You can find her at Roymeister on Instagram, and you can also go to megan-roy.com.
Yep. And thanks to Steve for our music, as always. We love you.
I only love some people. You decide who it is
of those two people. Well, I love you guys.
Oh, thanks all. Everyone, all right. Okay, bye.